You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, pretty good point there by Jermaine. He said, tell Dana Summey came when he was the coach. He did, remember? Summey was out there for the Christmas party.
That's the first thing I thought of, is that Summey came. That's when we were inside at Klein's. Remember when we used to jam inside his actual store? And, Summey came there and actually just made it inside. We've had Eve Edwards, who is a professional fighter and former UFC champ, came out and put Jeremy Foster in a chokehold that lasted 1 second. People who get choked by UFC fighters, I've noticed, like, hey, put a chokehold on me. They tap almost within a half of a second. It must be a horrific feeling because the tap is immediate. But yeah, Eve Edwards has been out there. I'm trying to remember who all's been out there. I wanted to get Lance McCullers out there, but he'll be in Florida, so he can't make it out, unfortunately. But it'd be great if Dana could make it out. But, you know, the whole bowl game, listen, they can't opt out if you're not there. You have to be in person for them to opt out. So if you don't show up, it's kind of like you don't have to go to court if they can't serve your summons. You can't opt out. If you're not there, they can't opt out on you. So, you know, just disappear from practice and nobody can opt out.
That's it.
By the way, Dana's frustration, I know how you feel about transfer portal and NIL and all that stuff, that you're very in favor of it. And I know Dana, you can hear just from listening to him what, you know, and dealing with it, what he has to deal with. I can tell you, in talking to this on this trip, just talking to guys who deal with all of this stuff on a regular basis, there is the general public who sees it one way, and there are the people who are inside college football who see it completely different, who have to experience it. And they are saying it is the absolute Wild West, that the combination of NIL dollars plus no sitting out for a year, you know, which has made the transfer portal even more robust. It used to be the 1 year deterrent would give teams a chance to, you know, a player to cool down and not immediately bail. And it was a little bit of a deterrent. Now what's happened is what I thought would happen is teams are full scale recruiting players off your roster. It's the recruiting process continues in college. So they're being recruited, and now the enticement, and this is one of the things I found out yesterday, teams are basically reaching out saying, we have an NIL deal in place. You're going to come, if you come here, we'll immediately get you $60,000. That was a number that I heard specifically, a $60,000 mark for a player. And this team is having to figure out if they can, well, I'm sorry, the team's not thinking about this. Somehow a booster is going to have to figure out, can we get an NIL deal done in time to keep him from leaving, because the kid wants the money more than he wants to stay here. It is going to be a major, major issue for colleges to keep players. I think the very best players will stay in place for the most part. But if the NIL money gets to the point where you just show up and money is there, it is going to be just who has the deepest pockets. That's all it's going to be. And I that makes me a little bit concerned, because you're not going to be able, recruiting is just, that's just the first stage. Keeping them is, I think, going to be just as hard as getting them.
Yeah. No, well, you know, you get these kids that they all were the best high team guy on their high school team. They're playing Division I football. They feel like they should be on the field right away. You know, there's no patience anymore.
You know what the Oklahoma kid supposedly flipped, the tackle? Well, I mean, Lincoln Riley leaving certainly hurt. But supposedly Texas NIL deal, that was the flip, is he knew he was going to come in there and get paid, and so that's why Texas got the kid. I mean, it's a big, big deal. Yeah. It's a big, big deal to have money, and the richer programs are going to have more money, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah. No. It's absolutely. Now, you can do things to keep and get kids. And, oh, by the way, again, go to that big school and sit there, and guess where you're going to be in 2 years? You'll be back at that smaller school where you actually belong. I mean, so, you know, go to Alabama and
what's
Texas
twofold?
And A&M.
And, yeah, it's twofold, though. You know, the rich are going to – I mean, you're going to have to – worry about guys trying to poach guys off your roster, which should be illegal. There's got to be penalties. I don't know what you do, but it used to be illegal. You used to get sanctioned. The NFL is going to have, college football is going to have to look into creating sanctions, because you cannot, it is illegal to actively recruit a player on another player's roster. They've got, and I understand they're using NIL to do it, but they're going to have to figure out a way to stop this from happening and start sanctioning teams that do stuff like that. But the other thing is, that's rich getting richer. But the other thing that we've talked about, John, and that you're well aware of, is that the transfer portal is filled with young people who give up free education and then find out, oh, my God, I'm one of thousands. There's nothing here for me anymore.
Yeah. Now I got to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a deterrent, too, because I've heard coaches say, okay, go ahead, go for that senior year, but guess what? It's going to take you longer. And, oh, by the way, this whole spring semester, we're not paying for you. And, oh, by the way, you're going to sit in that portal, and you're not going to have a place to go unless you know, of course, that you're going to a place. And if you do know where you're going, you know that that kid was being poached. So it's and yet there's really nothing. Right now it's the Wild West. College football is the Wild West. I can imagine all the NIL rules that were broken. I can imagine all the poaching that's going on and other teams talking to the kids. You know, you're going to say, all coaches have said, hey, if they don't come here out of high school, they used to MF those kids. And, okay, we'll never talk to you. You're an a-hole. Go there. See how you like
that's
it.
That's not a nice thing to do.
Well, that's what they did. Are you kidding me? A bunch of coaches used to do that. Well, they work. You know how much time they put into each one of those kids that they're recruiting, and at the last minute he chooses another school? Well, yeah, it's ugly, but coaches are ugly. What are you going to do?
Let me ask you a question. If you're deciding, between restaurants, do you ever MF listeners who flip the channel and go to another station? Do you MF them?
No, because you can always come back to here. Exactly. You don't have to leave a university to come back on. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you used to have to take a year off. If you switched channels and you had to take a year off from coming back here, then yes, I would have MF'd you. Yes.
But you also might not flip channels.
Right. That's absolutely
right. You might say, you know what? I like these guys. I don't want to. And that's why it was a big mistake to allow. You should have allowed instances. I get, especially signing class stuff, I would allow instant transfer portal with that. But I think keeping that 1 year in there was a good deterrent. I understand that it's not perfect, but I think what we're seeing is it opened the door. Now it's Pandora's box. I mean, all this stuff, it's very frustrating because the guys who, everyone acts like it's, you hear people talking about the players at the highest level, and they should get paid, and they should get this, and they should get this, and they should be free to move around with coaches. I think coaches should not have the ability to hold universities hostage. I think first and foremost, that's a major, major concern beyond anything with players, is coaches' contracts mean absolutely nothing, and coaches have all the leverage. That's not good for college football. But the second problem is, more than just superstar player A, who probably got paid under the table in many cases and is going to make money in the NFL, or maybe he was a 4 or 5 star who isn't going to play in the NFL, but you know, he's had things go his way. We'll just leave it at that. He's going to be taken care of. It's the ones who think more highly of themselves, because that's natural to have that confidence when you're young, who end up screwing themselves by getting into the portal. That's probably the saddest thing, is hearing the stories I'm starting to hear. I've heard about it a lot in basketball, for example, about how guys go in there and they realize, oh, my God, I've made a terrible mistake, and I have nowhere to go now. I lost my opportunity.
Absolutely. All right, we're up against it 9:14. Javon, we'll get you in on the other side. He wants to talk about the bowl season. If you want to get in and talk about that, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. I stopped by and saw Michael yesterday over Pete's Fine Meats and picked up the tenderloin, Lance. I'm going to tell you something. I'm just so looking forward to it. It is going to be so sweet, putting that baby on the grill, going to sear it all over, and then going to cook it slow, and it's going to be delicious. And if you want the most delicious cut of meat, you actually sent one to your mom because she loved yours so much.
Yeah.
That's
Mom gave me the credit card and bought it. She said, I will have it shipped. I will do whatever, because, you know, you need to ship it overnight. But she said, I want this for Christmas. I want the beef tenderloin for Christmas. And I'm like, all right. And she said, I want it. And she grew up on a cattle. Her whole family, right, raised cattle. And they had a cattle ranch. So she recognizes good meat. She goes, this is incredible. This is what I want for Christmas.
I mean, all kinds of Wagyu, Kobe. Prime. It doesn't matter what it is. If you want chicken for Christmas dinner, you want turkey, you want ham, if you want pork,
steak,
loin, all of it, you've got it all at Pete's Fine Meats. Michael said, I retweeted a tweet that he had, hey, they're working overtime. They're working their butts off to get all of the orders in, but get there now. People, go over to Richmond and Chimney Rock and get in now while you can. I'm telling you, you will not regret the wonderfulness that is all of the meats and everything else that Michael has, all the sides and everything. It's unbelievable. This holiday season, make it the best it can possibly be. Go see Michael and tell him you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 919 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You want to talk about anything that you've heard so far? The bowl season, Javon is in here to talk about that. U of H, Casario, whatever. The Rockets, Jalen Green back. You excited? 713-780-3776. Javon, let's get him in here. He wants to talk about the bowl season. Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I was just wondering, would it make more sense if they played all these bowl games within the first 2 weeks of December? That way you don't have all these guys opting out. Guys have a longer time to get ready for the combine. And the games look actually more like the teams that were in season versus some team that plays a month later. There's no reason the Texas Bowl should be on January 4th. There's no reason the Cougars should have to spend their Christmas, those kids should have to spend their Christmas in Mobile to play a bowl game, basically an exhibition. Yep. So I think that's my main point with the bowl game. And with these coaches, I mean, these schools are getting so desperate. I'm watching UTSA last night, and the coach at UTSA has a 10-year deal. It's like, if any school wants that guy, they're going to take him. Take them anyway. So what's the point of giving them a 10-year deal? You're never going to have enough money to keep that guy there, even if he does turn out to be that good of a coach. No coach in college football to me is worth that price except Nick Saban. That's all I got to say, guys. Thanks. No.
Agree with a zillion percent of everything he just said. And, John, I think the only reason that you have bowl games that late is the logistics. Like, can you set up travel quickly enough? Can you set up the – can you sell tickets quickly enough? Can you get some of these stadiums that are used? Because some of these stadiums are mixed-use facilities and are used by pro teams. You know, I think you have some questions about that as well, making sure that your timing works out. But doesn't that make more sense to have games, bowl games, all finished by December 20th? I mean – wouldn't it be? I know you have New Year's Day tradition, and I get all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what it's, most that's of these what it's bowls, for.
Can't we start them earlier? He's right. That takes away the argument about why I got to get ready for the draft. If you play your game by December 14th,
that's not what the bowls are designed for, though. They're designed for the holidays. I mean,
but that's
you're
not where we are anymore. That's not. I'm sorry. We can't be
yes,
that way
it is.
Anymore.
Yes, it is. I mean, New Year's Day is still awesome for bowl games. I mean,
but what about
and
we have
and
more
throughout
bowl games.
The after Christmas and watching bowl games every night and
you, but know. You like it? Is it best for the school and the player?
Well, maybe. I mean, after 13 straight weeks, give the kids a break. Dana said his kids were done. They played 13 straight weeks. Just played in a championship game. Now you want them to get ready in a week and a half for another game? As opposed to taking a couple weeks off. And, oh, by the way, this was finals time. That's a big reason why.
Not right now,
we're starting to get into Christmas holiday, Christmas break.
Okay.
So guys, you want them to play.
Basketball teams are still playing?
Yeah, I know they are. And that's not right. It's not. They're playing through finals. They shouldn't be playing through finals. That should be for finals. This is for... Now, after you're done with finals, now you can – those kids, they don't have to go to worry about school now.
Here's
they
what I'd like
to practice.
See.
They can, and this is the holiday time. This is what bowls were for.
Let's eliminate. Well, bowls. Well, let's be clear too. You're talking about bowls. We have had at least 10 to 15 bowls added. And most of these bowls don't have, the only people who care about them are gamblers. And sometimes even the kids don't even care about them. And the schools don't care about them at times. And it ends up costing them money. We have entirely too many bowls. Rewarding a 6-6 team with a bowl is absolute
That's
stupidity.
A different argument. That's a different argument.
I know. It's an absolute stupidity.
It's nothing to do with what he just said.
Okay, but let's cut off those bowls. Let's eliminate about 10 bowls right off the bat.
That's a different conversation.
It's the start. We'll eliminate 10 bowls. Now, those bowls were played. They're typically played earlier. Let's move some of those bowls up that are for the teams that deserve the bowl games. Let's move them up into games being played more on the 20th, in the 18th and 17th.
Again,
it still gives
you're
some
just
gap.
Getting done with that's finals now, time.
I understand
well,
that.
Well, no, what do you mean you
always
understand? You apparently don't understand it. How are you going to practice and get ready when the kids are in finals?
I'm watching all these teams. I'm watching Michigan practice every single day. They've been having practices. Schools are still. Do you think
Houston has not
been practicing?
You're watching them right now. You know Jim Harbaugh gave those guys time off to go through finals.
How much time?
To get through finals.
It's not as much time as you think.
Yes,
you
it
can
is.
Give them a week. John, it's a week typically. You can give players time off and still be ready for a bowl game that's earlier. You don't have to wait. How are some bowl games played December 17th? But then that's okay for them, but other teams have to wait until it's beyond what it should be. It would be better for all parties involved. Portal's not best for the players. We act like it is, but why don't we, if we can't make those changes, all these other changes, but we can't change when bowl games are played?
Yeah, I don't want to argue this. Again, talk to a coach. And you know, and the other thing is that this is a great time for younger players to get a lot of practice time, getting ready for the bowl season. This is the coaches love bowl games because right. they get kids who don't normally get a lot of work in, and they get and it's a great learning experience for your younger players. And you can't do it during finals. You can't. So. I don't know. Yeah, you guys are fixing the whole thing. You know, I guess you're changing the whole thing to
17,
suit you
18,
so
19,
that,
20.
So that, to suit you so that you get to watch your football while these kids are going through finals instead of
and
can't even practice.
That's a argument. You're acting like, but you just said we like watching it's a tradition of New Year's Day. There's no reason in real life when games end in November 28th. In actual real life, colleges are not. There's not 5 weeks of finals. That's not how it works.
But it's just the few
you don't
weeks
think there's any
leading
inefficiencies
up to right
in
now.
There?
Schools are just getting done right now.
You okay. don't think there's any inefficiencies with the bowl season?
No, there's plenty of inefficiencies, plenty of them. But the timing of the games is not one of them. It's not one of them. That's not. It's just you guys can't get around that. You just can't.
Better if we could.
It'd be great for us. You want to watch the games right away? Okay. But there is a reason that the kids are in school, you know. It's to get grades too. That there's that element to it too.
They're there to make money.
Nick DePaula joins us on the other side. He's a writer for ESPN and Boardroom, and he did an interesting article on PJ Tucker and shoes and the whole shoe movement. So we'll talk to him on the other side right here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is that right, Maestro?
Maestro Dobel. You know what goes great with a nice pair of vintage kicks? A vintage tequila. In a way, it is. Maestro Dobel is vintage because 11 generations of tequila makers have been at it for this product, and they have a sense of how to create one of the best varietals of tequilas you can find, which is the Cristalino. The Cristalino, they started it and others have copied it. It is where they take three different blends of tequila and three different types, varietals. They blend them and then they charcoal filter them and you get the Diamante, which is their Cristalino, which is an absolutely amazing product. If you like tequila, and I don't care if it's in your margaritas or a different type of, you like the Reposado or the Añejo cocktails that have a little smoke in them like I do, this is the tequila for you. If you like a sipping tequila, whether it's cold or room temperature, this is the tequila for you. I'm telling you, the way that it's packaged, the way that it's made, everything about it is high class, top notch, and you can find it wherever fine liquors are sold. Maestro Dobel.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're having a hard time getting a hold of Nick DePaula. PJ Tucker is opening up a shoe store here, a shoe store. It's different. You know, I went to Amam and Air last week, Lance, and it is interesting what the shoe game is now.
It was
so much more than a shoe store. I mean, they had Yves Saint Laurent. They had clothing. I mean, it's like a designer. There's a kitchen. We had dinner there. The chef was unbelievable how good it was. I mean, they're going to close the – you go there with your entourage – I mean, I would imagine big names, money people, whales, players, they're going to go there and they'll shut the store down for you and make you dinner. And then you go on your shopping spree at these places. It's a different concept. You and I have a mutual friend who's doing with this with PJ, actually opening up his store. And it is it's an interesting concept. It's different. I like the old shoe game where you walk in. And they measure your foot with that thing, and then you try on the shoe. And that's the old shoe game. I want to get back to that instead of this.
How about did you like it when people would wait on you? Like, well, sir, let me help you get your foot inside the shoe with this little shoe wedge,
the
with
shoe
this
horn.
Foot wedge.
You got
we've
a
got
shoe horn.
Shoe, yeah, yeah, the shoe horn.
Yeah.
We don't worry. I've got him calling us if he gets this. Yeah, it's not like that anymore, John. Maybe it in here. They don't put your feet. Now, you can still at Academy. My kids went over there and got shoes, or one of my sons did, and it was, you still put your foot on that thing. It still measures it properly. But you don't have the people come over and undo the laces and put the shoes on for you. And, yeah, I don't think that happens anymore.
No. Well, and that's a shame. That is a shame because the shoe game, I mean – like I was there and I texted all you guys and Raheel's like, get some Jordan 3s. Well, no, I don't want any Jordan 3s. What is Jordan? Why? Who cares?
What did you want?
What?
What did you want?
I didn't want anything. Nothing.
Then what are you doing there?
I went to see it. It was cool. It's not my game, okay?
You were browsing?
My wife's game.
You're not your game. You have Golden Goose shoes or whatever they're called.
It's my wife's game, okay?
And if it's your wife's game, it's your game.
No, it's my wife's game. And I just put – she buys me shoes and I put them on. That's it. No art. I didn't get five pairs, just one. That's it. So forget about it. Let's just shut up, Art, with your shoe game, okay? 713-780-3776. But it is different. These guys are all they're all, what do they call them? Shoe heads?
Sneakerheads.
Sneakerheads.
Yeah. Not shoe heads.
Sneakerheads, whatever. And actually Patrick Mahomes is a sneakerhead. I saw him in that Allstate commercial selling shoes.
He's a sneakerhead. Bun B, our friend, is a sneaker. It's easy to be a sneakerhead when Jordan Brand sent you shoes and Nike sent you shoes every freaking day. I don't even want to follow Bun's Instagram anymore because he's getting new shoes all the time. I'm like, hey, how about somebody fire me some Bun? Tell him you're size 12.
What do you do with all those shoes? What if somebody steps on your foot, and gets them dirty? Do you have to automatically kill them?
I will tell you that it has led to
mass
incidents of violence. Yes,
of course it's led to violence. What are you, crazy? Of course it's led to violence with somebody stepping on your shoes. That's why you can't. Stay away from people's shoes, all right? Stay away from people's shoes. Climbing Tells Hill put out the Astros, the best Astros moments from the 2021 season. What would be your best Astros moment?
Best Astros moment for the 2021 season would be, golly, man, that is hard. I think my favorite moment might be Carlos checking the watch.
Carlos, and that was game one. Game one of the ALCS. Carlos is walking down to first.
The two home runs by
was the White Sox, wasn't it? Wasn't that the
White Sox. The two home runs against the Red Sox by Yordan also springs immediately to mind.
What about Altuve's walk off against the Yankees?
Yep, that was in the middle of the season, but yeah, for sure. That. how about perspective? Right, it's in the middle of the season after you'd gotten wasted in the other two games, including Gerrit Cole putting it on you in a tight game, in a tight but close game, where he demanded to stay out on the bump and take care of business. But then the Astros winning that in walk-off fashion with Altuve, of all people, ruining the Yankees and their fans.
Oh, so
something
awesome
about it felt like you won the whole – swept the series.
No, that gave you chills, that walk-off. What about – strike him out, throw him out.
Oh, God, that was awesome, too. Well, isn't that unfair advantage for playoffs, though? There should be two categories, a playoff and a regular season.
Yeah, but Altuve's walk-offs were spectacular against the Yankees, too. If you can do something in the regular season like Altuve did, and it can stand up to playoff, that is fantastic. And they do. The walk-offs against the Yankees might have been the favorite moments for people.
Absolutely. That one does stand out because of the opponent and the situation, for sure. And then seeing videos of John Boy and his friend almost start to cry when they were in the bar. I mean, it just made it even better.
And they ripped off Altuve's shirt. How awesome!
You're right, man.
Okay.
That had postseason juice, that moment.
They have one more in here, and that's Jason Castro's his biggest at-bat as an Astro, game four of the ALCS, when he knocked in the run. He took the pitch, and then he knocked in the run. How about that?
That series, people, you tend to forget that series was teetering on the brink.
Yeah.
That was a monster hit.
And that made it 2-2. Matt made it 3-2. That made it 3-2 after Altuve's homer. So remember the solo shot by Altuve. Wow. So much fun. I think it might be, for me, I think it might be strike him out, throw him out. That
really
was, jumped out of the, we were there and jumped out.
Okay,
of
that's
the
a
seat.
Moment. Yeah, a moment like a play.
Yeah. I mean, that was so huge because that game was teetering too. That game.
Oh,
that was.
I totally remember now. September 3rd.
What's September
3rd? September 3rd. The Astros scored 4 in the ninth. And September 3rd, they were winning. I remember they were winning 4-2. And then they scored. They scored the 3 in the eighth. It was a home game, 4-2. They scored 3 in the eighth. The total was 8.5, and it went over. I remember they got over the total with some late runs.
What do you mean over the total? What does that mean, over the total?
Well, if you're looking at moments, I'll never forget, there was a gapper. I think it was McCormick hit a gapper,
season was already over.
I know, but... No, but the game went over. Like, that was a moment where I jumped out of my seat, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, what a clutch play. He should be Rookie of the Year. I'm saying all these things.
Oh,
solidified
Rookie of the Year for nobody.
At that time. But the moment was so huge to be able to get 3 late. And I remember they scored 5 over the last couple innings to get the over. No one thought that they were going to get over the total, but here we are. I mean, what a moment that was.
Yeah,
Many of us who had the over will never forget that.
The four-run ninth. I do remember that game. That was big.
Sure you do. It went over. Of course you remember it.
Hey, we're just we're about 45 hours away. 45 hours away from Christmas at Klein's. And we got you covered on drinks and food and prizes out the wazoo. You got a bunch of prizes, Lance, that you're getting ready, that you collected. Give certificates to restaurants. What else we got?
We've got the Intercontinental is going to do an overnight stay. As a matter of fact, I got to go pick this up when I get back. But the Intercontinental is going to do an overnight stay and breakfast. That's going to be one of the things that we're giving away. You have – I'll pull them all up for you here. We have I tell you what, I'll have them all here in just a second because I want to make sure we get through all of them. But Il Postino is one of the restaurants that's doing a $50 gift card. And we have a variety of two different hotels in the in the Woodlands are going to be doing it. Let me bring this up, John, here in a second. And right before our news of the weird, I will give you the heads up on this because we are right here.
We'll do it on the other
overnight
side.
Overnight stay?
We'll do it
okay,
on the other side.
Side.
We'll do it on the
but other three side. Hotel stays yeah. are going to be given to people who are at the party. Three different ones for staycations. This is a great prize. We're going to tell you where and how you can do it on the other side.
That's it. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. And plus, it's a Gilbert Christmas. Bring a dollar, 10, 20, whatever you want to give to Gilbert or clothes, whatever it is, and then we're going to caravan over to see him after the show and then head to the next place. That's what we do. So it's a Klein's Christmas party on Friday. And right now it's the Golden Nugget. Heading there, I'm going to be heading there right after Christmas with the family, going to enjoy wonderful time. Everybody's so excited. Everybody set up a spa, the massages for the girls, and boys are going to play golf, and we're going to gamble, and I like to play poker. But my man Michael from Pete's Line Meats is going to be there as well. We're going to play some blackjack together. You could play craps, whatever it is you want to play, because the casino is second to none. It's a Vegas. I mean, it's like you're in Vegas. And, oh, by the way, now you got sports gambling. So while you're there, you're watching the games. I want to put something on it. There it is. It's right there. Can't be any better. It's Vegas in Lake Charles, people. And it's so much more convenient, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. The restaurants, one of the things about Vegas is the wonderful restaurants. Well, you got all of that. It's perfect. It's a Landry's facility, and the restaurants can't be better. If you want to try wonderful seafood, the Chart House is unbelievable. And, of course, you got Vic and Anthony's and All Grotto and all the other ones. It's just fantastic. Everything you could possibly want. And we're going to be there. Want you to get there. Make your plans. Whenever this holiday or next year, get there to the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you find those giveaways?
I did. I did find the giveaways. Here's what we're looking at. Okay. So, thanks to our friends over at Public Content, we've got Palace Bowling, the Palace Bowling gift card, two entrees, two drinks, two game cards, Postino Restaurant, $50 gift card, an overnight stay at both the Woodlands Resort and the Westin in the Woodlands. So, those are two different places and two different stays, but if you want a little staycation at the Woodlands, we're going to have you covered. You've also got an overnight stay at Intercontinental Houston plus breakfast for two. So we are going to be doing great staycations for you that you can win. We've got Il Postino restaurant doing a $50 gift card. We've got Palace Bowling, which is really, really cool. It's a great place to go have a guy's night, a girl's night, a date night, a family trip for the family to go have some fun. That's a really cool spot, and so they are going to be kicking in as well. So really, and especially since it's 4-2, that makes a great date night as well. So a lot of great prizes available there, and I'm working on a couple others. I'm thinking we're going to have more gift cards. You'll have to be there, but we'll have more than just what we're talking about right now, because I know Burger Joint and Taco Stand are both looking to kick in as well. So we will have you fed at the location. You'll get drinks at the location. Any word on the basketball goal?
Tyler better get it. That's all I know. He said he was going to get it. Get it, Tyler. I don't want to hear it.
That's okay, Pro-Dunk, so we have it.
Pro Dunk Hoops.
We have it.
Pro Dunk Hoops. Yeah. Get there. Get on up there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's Tyler's on the hook now.
All right, so that's all Friday. We want, but you got to be there. You got. He said what?
He just gave me the thumbs down that for some
get
reason
there,
he's not
Tyler.
Getting it.
No, we don't want to hear you don't want to drive. Let's go. Make do something, all right, for the cause. Lance, so that's all Friday at Klein's, 5868 Westheimer. Be there early for the onside kick so you can win. And we're giving away prizes every 15 minutes or less. It's going to be unbelievable. There is a senior barrister. Apparently, they work in close quarters. They're the prosecution service. So, you know, the prosecutors, they have smaller quarters. They're not making a lot of money. But apparently, one of the lawyers sued another lawyer for harassment. So Tariq Muhammad sued for harassment because one of his coworkers continually asked him to stop farting. So he said he was being harassed because they wanted him to stop farting. Do you think that he's got a case here?
You know, my initial thing is that's stupid, but let's be honest here. If your coworker continues – no, wait. Hold on.
Well, it's the guy who was farting that sued.
Okay, wait. Tell me this again. Who sued who?
Well, so he says he's being harassed. It was
by someone else telling him to stop farting.
Stop farting because okay. it was embarrassing and violated his dignity.
No, he's got no case. Throw that out of court.
You're absolutely right. He lost his case. I think
yeah, okay.
Now, see, now we work at close quarters here. Have you ever farted during the show?
I mean, not that you know.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Have you ever? It was kind of embarrassing once. I was in here. You weren't here. And, you know, I let one fly. And then all of a sudden, like three people walked in here. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm pretty sure wow. This place really stinks.
No, they think exactly what happened. They know. It's also like when you rip one in an elevator and you're not thinking, and all of a sudden, ding, like, oh, no.
Right. No.
Well, you have to get off.
Oh, no. Somebody gets on, and you get off, and you go, ooh.
The best place, Astros in the playoffs. You walking through the crowd, you know, a crowded Astros playoff game, you can just let it fly. There's plausible deniability like crazy.
No question. One of the Fox hosts, Jesse Waters, apparently he says he calls for a kill shot on Fauci. Do you think Fauci deserves a kill shot?
No. Next question. I don't even like the fact you answered this one. I don't believe that anybody does.
Okay.
Next question.
I'm just asking. Apparently, U.S. cities, a new poll or a new study has found U.S. cities are trying a new way to help the poor. Do you know what the way is?
What?
Giving them money.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's not teach a fisherman to fish.
I'm pretty sure.
Can give fish or you can teach them to fish. That's the saying, right?
Well, that is different. Yeah. You can
teach them to fish and you feed them for life or whatever.
Right. Exactly. You've had run-ins with the hospital. How about a hospital as apparently there is a baby in NICU and the hospital has offered a payment plan to the parents of just $45,843 a month. Do you think that's something that you would like as a payment plan in the NICU?
I would not.
Thanks, hospital. Appreciate that. Is that all?
Hey, listen, we've broken it down. We've broken it down for you. Yeah, hospitals, some of them are great. Some of them are the worst.
Yeah. The sheriff of Bingham County in Idaho is facing felony charges. Apparently, he said he pulled a gun on a group of girls, dragged their youth group leader out of her car by her hair, and threatened to shoot her while holding a gun to her head. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they were leaving thank you notes on people's, going door to door, leaving thank you notes on people's doors.
Hey, mind your own business. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't need your thank you. I don't need your Merry Christmas. I don't need your anything. Just mind your own business.
He may have overreacted to the thank you notes.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That sounds like
it sounds like he overreacted just a hair. A man
But you don't know what could be going on. It could be Jehovah's Witness.
A man has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Apparently, he was buying stuff on the internet by opening his girlfriend's phone by pulling up her eyelids while she slept.
For facial recognition.
For facial recognition. Well, apparently he was drugging her to such a deep sleep that she didn't
wake
up.
There's got to be better ways.
Yeah.
There's got to be better ways to get stuff. Just do the smash and grab technique being used in Chicago and San Francisco.
That's all.
Just don't do the drug your girlfriend and raise her eyelid move.
Right. You're going to get caught.
Although that is less violent, I guess. Yeah.
You
are just buying one.
Although she was getting a good night's sleep,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, you're also buying just one thing at a time, hopefully. You're not taking an entire store.
Apparently, North Koreans have been banned from laughing and celebrating birthdays to mark the anniversary of Kim Jong-il's death.
Fair.
It started December 17th, and actually it's going through the 27th. 10 days. No laughing? Do you think you could go 10 days without laughing? What about the people? What if you were born between December 17th and 27th? You can't celebrate your birthday?
That's going to be ever, isn't it?
Or laugh.
As long as Kim Jong-un is alive.
Yeah, right. But to celebrate, to recognize the death of Kim Jong-il. Jackass star Steve-O is launching a triple X-rated porn site. Are you interested?
No.
B.
Nothing having to do with Jackass or Steve-O am I interested in.
Yeah, no.
I might have been in 2003.
And finally, an Iowa family's dog saved them from carbon monoxide poisoning. It was actually a bell that had rang that the family didn't hear, and the dog jumped up and down the bed. Do you think your dog would save you at any point?
Yes, Splits loves me. Penny would not, but Splits would absolutely save me and let everyone else die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Because you're the only good one.
Because that's how he rolls.
Because
I'm the only one he likes.
Well, that's good. You'd be saved. Everybody else.
He would close my daughter's door with his snout.
All right, we're done. Charlie Polillo is next. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. Could never turn back now. Got to leave it all on the floor. Been dreaming of the payoff. Through the struggles and the trade-offs. Fighting tooth and nail on the way. Bye, bitch. ESPN 97.5.